Dios.
Praise God. Well, it's excellent to be in the Lord's house. We have a lot of people that are traveling already.
Tenemos muchas personas que están viajando ahora.
And this is going to be a very, very busy travel week.
Va a ser una semana muy ocupada con viajes.
We'll open the doors on Tuesday evening.
Y abriremos las puertas en la noche de martes.
And we'll have our midweek service.
Para tener el servicio en la media de la semana.
And everybody's going to be in some kind of a family configuration, traveling or receiving guests or whatever.
Y todos van a estar con su familia y recibiendo como visitantes y todo.
And it's just a great, great time of family and fellowship.
Es un gran tiempo para la familia.
So it's not an interruption to the things of God.
No es una interrupción a las cosas de Dios.
But it's a formal national moment when we stop and we say we ought to give thanks unto God.
Pero es un momento en todo el país que decimos que vamos a dar gracias
and
a Dios.
And that's important.
Y eso es importante.
And it's worthy.
Y es digno.
It's a little different for us because we have Thanksgiving incorporated into our daily prayer.
Es un poco diferente porque tenemos dar de gracias en nuestra oración.
And we have Thanksgiving in process.
Y tenemos acción de gracias en proceso.
And for us, it's not just a sporadic sometime during the year holiday.
Y para nosotros no es solo como a veces en el año.
But we realize how much we have to be thankful for.
Pero notamos cuánto tenemos para estar agradecidos.
God has been so exceedingly good to us.
Dios ha sido tan bueno para nosotros.
Well, praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. So many good things going on around the house of God.
Tantas cosas excelentes en la casa de Dios.
And I know it's already been discussed, but I appreciate the good work Sister Brooke and Sister Julia and everybody in that network does with DOK every year.
Yo aprecio todo el trabajo de hermana Brooke y hermana con las hijas del rey.
And it's good to have Brother Kedrick back in the house.
Y es bueno tener a hermano Kedrick en la casa.
And all of our folks in Guam are on their way back.
Y todos de Guam están regresando.
And we're all about travel and new experience, but we're sure glad to see people's face again.
Pero estamos contentos para ver la cara.
Praise God. Now, we're going to read tonight in Nehemiah chapter 10.
Vamos a leer en Nehemías capítulo 10.
We're continuing in a study of Nehemiah.
Continuando un estudio en Nehemías.
One of the post-exilic prophets.
Uno de los profetas después del exilio.
And there's a lot to be gleaned from these experiences.
Y hay mucho aprender de estas experiencias.
Praise God. Nehemiah 10 and 29.
Y verso 29.
They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our Lord, and his judgments and his statutes. If you love his word tonight, as you're seated, let's give God praise and thanks for his word.
Como se sientan, vamos a dar alabanza a Dios por su palabra.
How we thank you, mighty God, for the privilege of handling your word in this house.
Te damos gracias, Señor, por el privilegio de estar aquí.
We thank you, mighty God, for your presence.
Te damos gracias por su presencia.
We thank you, Lord God, for the privilege of the word of God.
El privilegio por la palabra de Dios.
God, we pray that you would plant it in every life.
Que lo planta en cada vida.
Help us, God, to walk wisely in your word tonight.
Y ayúdenos caminar en su palabra esta
and
noche.
All the people said amen.
Y todo el pueblo diga amen.
Praise God. I really appreciate our praise group and our musicians tonight.
Yo aprecio nuestro grupo de música.
They lead us into worship.
Nos lideran en la alabanza.
And we could do it without them, but it would be a dry, dusty place.
Pero si, sería muy malo sin ellos.
We really appreciate the good work that they do.
Y apreciamos la obra que ellos hacen.
In all of our areas of ministry.
En todas nuestras áreas de ministro.
I'm thankful to be a part of a church family that loves to minister to others.
Estoy agradecido parte de una familia que quiere ministrar.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
This morning we were talking about remembering.
Esta mañana estuvimos hablando de recordar.
And memorials.
Y monumentos.
Chapter 9 in Nehemiah is another area of remembrance.
Y capítulo 9 es un área de monumentos.
It's a historical overview of the disobedience and failure of Israel.
Es una historia de la desobediencia y los fracasos de Israel.
But it's juxtaposed with a look at the continual mercy and faithfulness of God.
Pero está contra y se ve por la misericordia de Dios.
And so these two things are woven together.
Estas dos cosas están juntas.
Anywhere you find the covenant people of God in a place of disobedience, you also find the faithfulness and the mercies of God.
Cuando ves el pueblo de Dios en desobediencia, siempre ves misericordia.
And these that have come back from captivity,
y estos que han regresado de la esclavitud,
they are able to list all of the failings of Israel.
Pueden hacer una lista de todos los fracasos de Israel.
But along with that, they stand in a place of solidarity.
Pero también ellos se levantan en un lugar de solidaridad.
And they take an oath.
Y ellos llevan un pacto.
And they expose themselves to a curse.
Y se exponen a una maldición.
And their idea is to do all of the commandments of the Lord.
Y su idea es hacer todos los mandamientos de Dios.
70 years of captivity will change your mind.
70 años de esclavitud cambiará tu mente.
One of the primary problems of Israel before the Babylonian captivity.
Uno de los problemas de Israel
was that they were continually worshiping false gods.
Fue que ellos alabaron a los dioses falsos.
Baal and Ashtoreth.
Baal y Ashtoreth.
And picking up the gods of the nations around them.
Y levantando los dioses de sus tierras.
When they came back from Babylonian captivity,
cuando regresaron de la esclavitud de Babilonia,
they weren't perfect.
No eran perfectos.
But they never put another idol in the house of God.
Pero nunca pusieron otro ídolo en la casa de Dios.
And they were never charged with worshiping false gods again.
Y nunca estaban cargados para alabar a otros ídolos.
You might say it broke them of that.
Tal vez dices que rompieron a ellos para eso.
So there's a difference in them as they make their way back from captivity.
Entonces hay una diferencia entre ellos en esclavitud.
Behold the goodness and the severity of God.
Mira la bondad de Dios.
And it's goodness that leads us into repentance.
Y es bondad que nos lleva en arrepentimiento.
But quite often, judgment and severity will lead us into repentance.
Pero muchas veces esas cosas nos llevan en arrepentimiento.
God has a proposition for you.
Dios tiene una proposición para ti.
He says, "I can lead you by the eye."
Te puedo liderar por el ojo.
Simply means he can just point at what he wants from you.
Que simplemente significa que él puede apuntar.
Or he said, "I can lead you by the bit."
O te puedo liderar por la boca.
Which means that he can turn your head.
Que puede cambiar tu cabeza.
Believe me from the word of experience.
Créame por la palabra de experiencia.
You want to be led by the eye.
Tú quieres estar liderado por
and
el
not
ojo.
By the bit.
Y no por la boca.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
So in chapter 9, they're gathered together and they are fasting and praying.
En capítulo 9 están juntos y están ayunando y orando.
And they separated themselves from all the people around them.
Y se separaron por todo el pueblo.
And they stood and confessed their sin and the sins of their fathers.
Se levantaron y confesaron sus pecados.
And they stood and read in the book of the law of God.
Y leyeron en el libro de la ley.
They would read the law for 6 hours of the day.
Leyeron la ley por 6 horas en el día.
And another 6 hours they would stand and confess their sin.
Y otros 6 horas confesaron sus pecados.
And worship the Lord their God.
Y alabaron al Dios.
And then the text says that the Levites stood upon the stairs.
Luego el texto dice que los levitos.
And cried with a loud voice unto their God.
Que ellos lloraron con una voz triunfa.
If you think we're too loud in the house of God, I want you to know that is a biblical tradition.
Eso es una tradición de la Biblia.
To cry with a loud voice unto God.
Para llorar con una voz muy ruidosa.
God is not deaf.
Dios no es ciego.
But passion always has a voice.
Pero pasión siempre tiene una voz.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
And the Levites begin to say, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God."
Y los levitos dicen, "Levántate y alabar al Señor."
And blessed be his glorious name.
Y bendecido es su nombre glorioso.
They begin to talk about the greatness of God.
Comienzan a hablar de la grande de Dios.
As he was the creator.
Como él fue el creador.
And the God of Abraham.
Y el Dios de Abraham.
That brought Abram out of Ur of the Chaldees.
Que trajo a él de Ur de los Caldeos.
And found his heart faithful.
Y encontraron su corazón fidel.
And made a covenant with Abram.
Y hicieron un pacto con Abraham.
And gave him the land of Israel.
Y dieron a él la tierra de Israel.
It was populated by other people.
Y tuvo muchas personas otras.
But God said, I'm going to give you and your descendants that land, Abraham.
Pero Dios dijo que yo te voy a dar esa tierra.
And he saw the affliction of the people of God as they went down into Egypt.
Y él vio la enfermedad del pueblo de Dios.
And he heard their cry by the Red Sea.
Y él oyó sus gritas.
I'm summarizing this chapter.
Yo estoy haciendo un sumario de este capítulo.
But it's a historical overview.
Pero es una historia.
It's like the seventh chapter of the book of Acts.
Es como el capítulo séptimo del libro de Hechos.
Stephen's historical overview of the history of Israel.
La historia de Esteban.
And as they make their way through here, they mention the fact that God opened up the Red Sea and the people walked across on dry land.
Ellos mencionan que ellos caminan por el Mar Rojo.
And when the Egyptians pursued after them, the waters closed over them and washed them all away.
Y cuando los egipcios vinieron, el agua se destruyó.
And they began to say that you led them at night with a tower of fire.
Y comenzaron a decir que tú lideraste con un torre de fuego.
And you led them during the day with a tower of cloud.
Y un torre de nubes.
And you came down on Mount Sinai and gave them your law.
Y viniste en el monte para dar la ley.
And you made them to understand the Sabbath day and the rest of God.
Y los hiciste entender el reposo de Dios.
You gave them bread from heaven and you gave them water from a rock.
Les diste pan de la roca y agua de la roca.
But they dealt proudly with God.
Pero ellos hablaron orgulloso con Dios.
They had a stiff neck and a will that wouldn't bend to God.
Ellos tenían una voluntad muy dura.
And they refused to obey.
Y ellos negaron obedecer.
This is what the people are saying in an assembly of all of those that have come back from Babylon.
Eso es lo que dice el pueblo que viene de Babilonia.
They're recounting their history.
Están contando sus historias.
And God's goodness.
Y la bondad de Dios.
And their failures.
Y sus fracasos.
And they engage God and say, "But God, you're always ready to pardon."
Y hablan a Dios y dicen que siempre estás listo para perdonar.
You're slow to anger.
Estás lento para enojar.
And you're of great kindness.
Y de gran amable.
And even when they disobeyed you.
Y aun cuando ellos desobedecieron a ti.
You never did forsake them.
Nunca abandonaste a ellos.
When they made a golden calf.
Cuando hicieron una vaca de oro.
And claimed that it was their God.
Y clamaron que era su Dios.
You didn't forsake them.
No los abandonaste.
And you didn't leave them without the pillar of fire and cloud.
Y no los saliste sin el torre de fuego.
And you continued to give them bread and water.
Y continuaron darles pan y agua.
In a wilderness place.
En el desierto.
You gave them your spirit to instruct them.
Les diste su espíritu para instructarlos.
And 40 years you sustained them in their wilderness wandering.
Y 40 años usted sostenó.
They didn't lack anything.
No tenían nada.
Their clothes and their shoes didn't wear out.
Sus zapatos no eran como basura.
This is Israel recounting their history with God.
Ese es Israel contando sus historias.
They said even their feet didn't swell.
Sus pies no eran malos.
And you gave them the nations of the land of promise.
Y les dice el país de la promesa.
You caused them to overcome the king of Sihon and Og of Bashan.
Para sobrevenir los reyes de esas tierras.
And you multiplied them like the stars of the heavens.
Y los multiplicaste como las estrellas.
They pursued the enemy and they took the land.
Ellos corrieron en la tierra.
They took vineyards that they didn't plant.
Ellos sacaron viñas que no plantaron.
They lived in houses they didn't build.
Vivieron en casas que no construyeron.
You gave them everything they had need of.
Les diste todo que necesitaron.
But when they were fat.
Pero cuando eran gordos.
And when they were blessed.
Y cuando eran bendecidos.
They threw, the Bible says, the law of God behind their back.
Ellos tiraron la ley de Dios en su atrás.
They forgot about the things of God.
Olvidaron las cosas de Dios.
And they provoked God greatly.
y provocaron a Dios grandemente.
And then they begin to tell the story of how he delivered them into the hand of their enemies.
Y él dice la historia de cómo él les dio en sus enemigos.
And ultimately, when they would cry out to God, God would hear them and be merciful to them.
Y Dios oyó sus gritos para tener misericordia.
And this story is going to continue until they come to the time of the captivity in Babylon.
Y esta historia va a continuar hasta la captividad en Babilonia.
This is the nature of this ninth chapter.
Este es como este capítulo.
And they said, "Here we are today."
Aquí estamos hoy.
In the ruins of what we were before.
En los ruinos de lo que éramos antes.
And we're living under the control of the governors around us.
Y estamos viviendo abajo de los reyes.
And they're taxing us.
Y están apoyándonos.
And they're taking the increase of the land.
Y están sacando mucho de la tierra.
And we are in great distress.
Y estamos en gran tristeza.
And they say, and because of this.
Y por esto.
We are making a sure covenant.
Estamos haciendo un pacto.
And we're writing it down.
Y estamos escribiéndolo.
And our princes and our Levites are signing it.
Nuestros príncipes y nuestros levitos están afirmando.
And we're placing our seal upon it.
Estamos presionando nuestra señal en esto.
What are they saying?
¿Qué están diciendo?
They're saying we see the failures of the past.
Vemos los fracasos de antes.
We know the burden of judgment that we have borne.
Sabemos el juzgamiento que tenemos.
We understand that we have suffered great loss.
Hemos sufrido muchos perdidos.
But we've just stood here today to tell you, God.
Pero nos levantamos aquí decirte, Dios,
that we are all in.
Que estamos completamente contigo.
That we are taking an oath.
Estamos sacando un pacto.
That we are accepting any curse.
Aceptando cada maldición.
We are not moved by the failure of the past.
No estamos movidos por el pasado.
We've come to say, maybe presumptuously,
venimos decir
that others have failed.
Que otros han fracado.
But we're going to live for you.
Pero vamos a vivir para
that
ti.
Others have turned back.
Otros están alejados.
But we're going to stand.
Pero vamos a levantar.
That is, it is a high probability that humanity will fail God.
Es una probabilidad muy grande.
But we've come together to say we are taking an oath to live for you today.
Pero esta noche estamos sacando un pacto.
So going all the way with God.
Entonces estar completamente con Dios.
Being all in with God.
Estar completamente.
Is a decision of the heart.
Es una decisión del corazón.
It's a function of will.
Es una función de tu voluntad.
And it may sound presumptuous of you.
Y tal vez suena malo para ti.
To say that I'm going to live for God.
Decir que yo voy a vivir para
Dios. We hear Joshua.
Y oímos a Josué.
And he said, I don't know what you're going to do.
Y él dijo, no sé lo que vas a hacer.
But he said, as for me and my house.
Pero por mí y mi casa.
We shall serve the Lord.
Serviremos al Señor.
I wonder if there's anybody in this house tonight.
¿Hay alguien aquí en esta noche?
That is willing to look away from the failure of others.
Que no quieren mirar a las fallas de otros.
You know, it's quite often that people look to the failure of others. To excuse their lack of commitment.
Muchas personas ven a las excusas de los otros.
After all, the preacher failed.
Después de todo, un predicador lo falló.
Or the Sunday school teacher failed.
O maestro de la escuela dominical.
Or my parents failed.
O mis padres me fallaron.
Or my siblings failed.
O mis hermanos.
Or we look across the litany in history.
Pero vemos la litanía en historia.
Of all the failure.
De toda la falla.
And we ask a rational question.
Y preguntamos una pregunta.
Can someone live for God?
¿Puede alguien vivir para Dios?
But these Jews back in Jerusalem.
Pero esos judíos en Jerusalén.
They're answering that question.
Están respondiendo a esa pregunta.
They're saying, I can recite for you all the failure.
Yo te puedo decir todas las fallas.
I can tell you all the places we've gone wrong.
Todos los lugares que están incorrectos.
But tonight.
Pero esta noche.
I'm standing before God.
Estoy parado ante
Dios. We're writing it out.
Estamos escribiendo.
We're all putting our signature on it.
Estamos presionando
and
nuestra
we're declaring
y estamos declarando
that we're going to be the people of God.
Que vamos a ser el pueblo de Dios.
I don't care how many have fallen.
No me importa cuántos han caído.
We're going to live for God.
Vamos a vivir para Dios.
Somebody ought to give God a little bit of praise right now.
¿Cuántos alabar al Señor?
Throughout, and they list this, throughout all of the failure, God never stops working his plan.
Y en todas las fallas siempre dicen que Dios nunca para su plan.
God never stops working his plan because God is faithful.
Dios es fiel.
And God knows that at the end of the process,
al final de este proceso,
we will stand in that picture that the Revelation showed to John.
Vamos a estar parados en esa apocalipsis con Juan.
A multitude around the throne that no man could number.
Un multitud alrededor del trono.
Every nation, every people, every tongue.
Cada país, cada pueblo, cada lengua.
The summary of that is simply that somebody, somewhere,
se dice que alguien en algún parte
is going to live for God.
Va a vivir para Dios.
Somebody is in that crowd around that throne.
Alguien está allá por el trono.
A living, breathing human from every nation under heaven.
Un humano de todos los países
is going to make it.
Lo va a hacer.
And I'll tell you, it doesn't have anything to do with how much money they have.
No tiene nada a hacer con su dinero.
Or how poor they are.
O que pobres son.
It doesn't have anything to do with their IQ.
No se importa su inteligencia.
It doesn't have anything to do with all the ways that men measure men.
Y todas las maneras en que los hombres medirán a los hombres.
Because the race is not to the swift or the strong.
Porque el correo no es para la fuerte.
But to him that endureth to the end.
Pero para el que pertenece.
You're gonna get knocked down.
Vas a estar roto.
But you gotta get up.
Pero tienes que levantarte.
You're gonna have valleys.
Vas a tener valles.
But you gotta make your way through.
Pero tienes que pasar por eso.
You're going to have disappointments.
Vas a estar desanimado.
But you've gotta find a renewal of the joy of God.
Pero tienes que encontrar el gozo de Dios.
All of that is function of will.
Todo eso es de la voluntad.
So Nehemiah 10 is a chronicle of all those that enter into the oath.
Entonces este capítulo es una historia de todos que entraron en el pacto.
In spite of the knowledge of the failure of others.
A pesar de los fracasos de los otros.
And there's a brief list here of forgotten things.
Y hay una lista muy muy corta de cosas olvidadas.
Things that are being remembered and resurrected and implemented.
Cosas que están siendo resucitadas.
In verse 28 of chapter 10.
In versículo 28,
the people,
el pueblo,
the priests and the Levites,
los sacerdotes y los levitos,
all those that had separated themselves,
todos que se separaron de Dios,
unto the law,
hasta la ley,
their wives and their sons and their daughters,
sus esposas y hijos y hijas.
It is the will of God that you bring your family into the house of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios que
lleves
tu familia.
Because family is God's invention.
Porque la familia es de Dios.
Family is God's will.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
And I know there are so many different conditions of families here today.
Hay muchas condiciones de familias aquí.
But I want you to know God is on your side.
Pero yo quiero que sepas que Dios
so
está en tu lado.
So you go ahead and make plans to bring your whole family.
Entonces lleva toda su familia en la casa.
The devil will tell you.
El diablo te dirá.
As Pharaoh told Moses.
Como Faraón dijo a Moisés.
Just leave your little ones and your wives in the land.
Deja sus hijos en la tierra.
But Moses told Pharaoh.
Pero Moisés dijo a Faraón.
Everybody's going.
Todos se van.
We're not going to leave one hoof behind.
No vamos a dejar cada un pie.
That needs to be what you say.
Eso es lo que necesita decir.
You know about failure.
Tú sabes.
And you know about free moral agency.
Y tú sabes de tu voluntad.
And you know that people are going to leave the kingdom of God.
Y tú sabes que algunas personas van a salir de la iglesia.
But by choice and by will.
Pero por escoger.
You need to proclaim it every day.
Necesita decir cada día.
My family's going to live for God.
Mi familia va a vivir
por
Dios.
My babies are going to live for God.
Mis niños van a vivir para Dios.
My marriage is going to be before God.
Mi matrimonio es de Dios.
My house is going to be the servant of God.
Mi casa va a ser la sierva.
Nobody else may see it or say it, but you need to say it.
Nadie más lo va a ver, pero tú necesitas
because
decirlo.
Because faith moves God.
Porque fe mueve a Dios.
And God moves mountains.
Y Dios mueve a los montañas.
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
So every one of them having knowledge and understanding.
Entonces todos que tienen la sabiduría.
They drew near to their brethren.
Ellos se quedaron con sus hermanos.
And they entered into this oath.
Entraron en este pacto.
To walk in God's law.
Caminar en la ley de Dios.
And to observe and do all the commandments.
Y observar y hacer todos los mandamientos de Dios.
And God's judgments.
Y los juzgamientos.
And his statutes.
Y sus estatutos.
And then they begin to flesh that out.
Ellos terminar esto.
They said, we're not giving our daughters to the people of the land.
No estamos dando nuestras hijas al pueblo de la tierra.
They said, we're not having a relationship with the world around us.
No vamos a tener relaciones con nuestro mundo.
Young people, we're not going to fraternize, we're not going to date, we're not going to court things that are Egyptian.
No vamos a estar conectados con las cosas que están
If it's not Jesus' name, tongue talking, filled up with the kingdom of God, we're not even going to start the conversation.
Si no es apostólico, no vamos a comenzar la conversación.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
That means we're going to literally do what the word of God says to do.
Vamos a hacer lo que la palabra dice para hacer.
And they go on and they say, if the people of the land,
ellos dicen que si el pueblo de la tierra,
they bring things to sell and barter on the Sabbath day.
Ellos traen cosas para vender en el día de sábado.
We're not going to be involved with them.
No vamos a estar conectados con esto.
We're not going to engage in business when we ought to be resting in God.
No vamos a estar haciendo negocios cuando debemos estar descansando con Dios.
Now God makes he makes a little variance for us.
Dios hace algo fácil para nosotros.
Said if your ox is in the ditch on the Sabbath, you can get him out.
Dice que si su buey está en el valle, lo puede arreglar.
And we don't practice the Old Testament Sabbath.
Y no practicamos el sábado del Antiguo Testamento.
Because we understand that it has moved into a higher dimension in the New Testament.
Porque entendemos que ha movido en algo diferente.
Now it's a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week rest in the internal.
Ahora es un reposo de todos los días.
By the Holy Ghost.
Por el Espíritu Santo.
But I would suggest to you that we have process to gather together and remember the things of God.
Pero te voy a decir que tenemos un proceso para disfrutar las cosas de Dios.
And if you're in charge of your schedule,
y si tú puedes decir de
you
tu horario,
need to be in the house of God when it's time to be in the house of God.
Necesitas estar en la casa de Dios cuando debes estar.
You need to make plans to be in the house of God.
Tienes que hacer planes estar en la casa.
You need to make it a priority to be in the house of God.
Es una prioridad.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
And we concluded, they say,
y terminamos, ellos dicen,
that we were going to leave the seventh year and forgive all debts.
Que vamos a salir en el séptimo año.
That was the seventh year when the whole land would rest.
Cuando toda la tierra iba a descansar.
It was a total mystery to the people groups around them, the idea of the Sabbath and the Sabbath of years.
La idea del sábado fue un misterio para todo el pueblo.
Because the world doesn't understand what we're doing here.
Porque el mundo no entiende lo que estamos haciendo.
But we don't check with the world to see if what we're doing in the kingdom of God is okay with them.
Pero no, hablamos con nuestro mundo para decir que está
bien.
We
don't care if they understand.
No nos importa si ellos entienden.
They're in darkness.
Están en la tiniebla.
We're in light.
Estamos en la luz.
They need to come into the light.
Ellos necesitan entrar en la
luz.
We
don't need to try to appease the darkness.
No tratamos de gustar a las tinieblas.
Don't you ever hang your head and make excuses for how you live for God.
Nunca haga excusas por cómo vives para Dios.
But you square yourself up and you say, these are the ways of the kingdom of God.
Pero tú dices que esas son las maneras de Dios.
This is the highest order on the face of the earth.
Ese es el orden más alto en todo el mundo.
And I am glad to be a part of it.
Yo estoy contento ser un parte de
esto. I don't have to explain that to my friends.
No tengo que explicar eso a mis amigos.
I don't have to explain that to my neighbors.
O a mis vecinos.
I'll teach them a Bible study if they want one.
Los enseñaré un estudio bíblico.
But we are never going to take a position of feeling like we are less because we're serving the King of Kings.
Nunca vamos a tener la posición que sentimos que somos menos.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
Praise God. They said we made a covenant, a pact to forgive all debt at the end of that seventh year.
Hicimos un pacto para olvidar todas esas deudas.
We've kind of walked through this in times past.
Hemos caminado por esto en el pasado.
And I'm not going to retool that conversation.
No voy a decir esa conversación otra vez.
But this was not just a verbal commitment they made.
Pero no es un compromiso verbal que ellos hicieron.
They gave the substance of their lives to this oath.
Ellos dieron la sustancia de sus vidas a esto.
I'll just tell you, you're not in it unless you've got skin in it.
No estás en esto es hasta que estás en complemente.
You're not in it unless you've got substance in it.
Cuando tienes sustancia en esto.
I want you to know God had skin in this game.
Quiero que sepas que Dios tenía como piel en esto.
He gave his all.
Él dio su todo.
And I just want you to understand this is not just mental consent.
Y ese no es solo el consenso
de
la mente.
Or a decision you make in your heart.
Una decisión que haces en su
corazón. You bring everything you are and own under the auspice of the word of God.
Tú llevas todo lo que tienes en la vista de Dios.
It's the only way to do this.
Es el solo camino a hacer esto.
And they go on in verse 32 to say that it created a system for the support of the house of God.
Y creamos un sistema para apoyar a la casa de Dios.
For all the feasts and the showbread and the incense and all of those holy things.
Todas las cosas santas como las fiestas y el pan.
We took part.
Nosotros sacamos un parte.
And we said, I'm not just going to show up and enjoy the atmosphere.
No solo voy a disfrutar la atmósfera.
But I'm going to be invested in keeping the lights on.
Pero yo voy a estar invertido.
I'm going to be invested in making sure that everything works in that house.
Y hacer seguro que todo funciona en esa casa.
I'm not going to be a tourist in the house of God.
No voy a ser un Tomás en la casa de
but
Dios.
But I'm going to be committed in the house of God.
Pero yo voy a estar comprometido.
I'm going to make sure our babies have plenty to do in Sunday school.
Que nuestros niños tienen mucho hacer en la escuela
dominical. I'm going to make sure that the heat and the air are run.
El calor funciona.
I'm going to make sure that there's a new roof on the building.
Que hay un nuevo techo en el edificio.
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
I'm not just going to come enjoy the atmosphere.
No solo voy a venir para disfrutar.
But I'm going to come in with my commitment of my life.
Pero yo voy a venir con mi compromiso de mi vida.
They said part of the oath was that we were going to make sure the house of God had everything that it needed.
Y parte de ese pacto fue decir que yo voy a estar invertido en esto.
And he said we committed our firstborn sons.
Y nuestros hijos primogénitos.
And all of our herds.
Y todas nuestras vacas.
And we brought the first fruit of everything we owned.
Y la primera fruta de todo que tenemos.
We brought our tithe to the house of God.
Trajimos eso a la casa de Dios.
I want you to understand that is one tenth of increase in your life.
Que eso es un parte de diez de avanza en su vida.
And it's the plan of God.
Es el plan de Dios.
And it's the only plan.
Es el solo plan.
And it is very, very clear here.
Es muy claro aquí.
But they have rediscovered this in the Word of God.
Pero ellos han descubierto esto en la
and
palabra.
As we talked about it this morning, it caused great joy among them.
Y causó mucho gozo con ellos.
Great gladness.
Y felicidad grandísimo.
Like David when he said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Es como David cuando él dijo, me alegré.
But that's with David. It's not just I'm going to the house of the Lord to receive.
No, es como yo solo voy para recibir.
David makes a statement at a threshing floor.
Él hace un frase.
And he says, I will not offer anything to God that didn't cost me something.
No voy a ofrecer nada a Dios que no me costó nada.
These are the words of commitment.
Esas son las palabras de compromiso.
This is the language of being all in.
El idioma de estar completamente.
Everything I have, everything I am belongs to God.
Todo que tengo y que soy es de Dios.
Somebody say praise God.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
And they came together and they said, we will not forsake the house of God.
Ellos vinieron justos para decir que no vamos a abandonar la casa de Dios.
Our modern culture looks at a conversation like this.
Nuestra cultura moderna mira esta conversación.
And they say, how can you make that kind of unilateral commitment?
Ellos preguntan, ¿cómo vas a hacer ese compromiso?
First, I would tell you it's not unilateral.
Que no es universal.
God has given a lot more to this cause than I ever will.
Dios ha dado mucho más que yo.
I see him hanging on that cross, and I'll just tell you, with that as a backdrop, nothing that I do will ever be sacrificial.
Yo lo veo en esa cruz y yo digo que nada que yo hago es suficiente.
He gave his all.
Él dio su todo.
But the question is, how can you give yourself to something that is so corrupt?
Pero cómo puede dar esto a algo que es tan corrupto?
And they say, what about the Crusades?
¿Y qué de los cruzados?
What about the Inquisition?
¿Y la Inquisición?
What about the bloody history of Catholicism?
¿Y la historia que está llena de sangre de catolicismo?
My response to you regarding that.
Mi respuesta a ti.
That is not the biblical church.
Esa no es la iglesia de la Biblia.
That's a historical secular church.
Esa es una iglesia de la historia.
That church began 300 years after the birth of the church in the Word of God.
Esa iglesia comenzaron 300 años después.
And yes, they're full of murder and perversion.
Y sí, están llenos con perversión.
But as a member of the apostolic church,
pero como miembro de la iglesia apostólica,
I don't have to explain anything that they've done, just like I don't have to explain what a nation state does.
No tengo que explicar nada para ti.
And 1200 years after the book of Acts,
y 1200 años después del libro de Hechos,
the Reformation fathers emerge.
Los padres de la Reformación vinieron.
And it was the reformer John Calvin that burned Michael Servetus at the stake.
Y fue el hombre John Calvin que quemó a Michael Servetus en la cruz.
And it was his followers that tied the Anabaptists' hands behind their backs and threw them in the river.
Y fue sus discípulos que mataron a muchos.
You want to be baptized here, we'll throw you in the river.
Tú quieres estar bautizado aquí, vamos a tirarte en el lago.
And torture chambers are all throughout Europe in homes of bishops and priests.
Y cuartos de tortura.
But that is a historical, secular, political church.
Pero eso es una iglesia política y de la historia.
That is not God's church.
Esa no es la iglesia de Dios.
And don't think for a minute I'm parsing terms.
Y no piensa por un minuto.
You need to define terms in a biblical sense.
Necesita decir los términos.
The church is built upon the rock of the name of Jesus.
La iglesia está construida en la roca de Dios.
Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church." And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Y las puertas del infierno no van a ganar.
His church began in Jerusalem in 33 AD.
Su iglesia comenzó en Jerusalén.
The Holy Ghost was poured out.
El Espíritu Santo fue caída.
They were filled with the Spirit and they began to speak with other tongues.
Estaban lleno con el Espíritu y hablaron en lenguas.
They preached a message of baptism in Jesus' name.
Predicaron un mensaje de bautismo en el nombre
de Jesús. They preached a message of separation from the world.
De separación del mundo.
They were not involved in politics.
No estaban involucrados en políticos.
Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this earth."
Mi reino no es de este mundo.
You need to know and understand, if it's political, if it's secular, it's not the church.
Y si es del mundo, no es la iglesia.
When it gets political and it gets secular, it ceases to be the church.
Cuando se convierte como el mundo, no es la iglesia.
The kingdom of God is not meat and drink.
La iglesia no es como carne y bebidas.
But it's righteousness.
Pero es justicia.
Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Y paz y gozo en el Espíritu Santo.
It's not political diatribe.
No es como discusiones
políticas. It's not voting for this one or that one.
No es como votando por alguien.
Those things are secular and political.
Esas cosas son como el mundo.
The greatest influence we have is on our knees.
Es como en nuestras rodillas.
The greatest influence we have is the speaking forth of the word of God.
Es hablando la palabra de Dios.
Somebody say amen.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Let me identify the church for you.
Yo voy a identificar la iglesia.
When you find the apostolic church.
Cuando encuentras esa iglesia.
When you find the biblical church.
La iglesia de la Biblia.
It always baptizes by immersion in water.
Siempre bautiza como en el agua.
Like they did in the Bible.
Como hicieron en la Biblia.
It always invokes the name of Jesus in baptism.
Siempre invoca el nombre de Jesucristo.
Like they did in the Bible.
Como hicieron en la Biblia.
It always receives the Holy Ghost.
Siempre recibe el Espíritu Santo.
And it always talks in tongues.
Y siempre habla en lenguas.
That's what the church looks like.
Eso es como se ve la iglesia.
That's what the church sounds like.
Como se suena la iglesia.
The church will always be fundamental about the word of God.
Siempre va estar fundamental sobre la palabra.
The church is interested in the truth.
Está interesada en la verdad.
The whole truth.
Toda la verdad.
Nothing but the truth.
Nada pero la verdad.
The church is interested in a moving of revival that touches every nation.
Un movimiento de avivamiento que toca cada país.
When you find the church, it's going to look like that.
Cuando encuentres a la iglesia, se va a parecer así.
So even though I turn aside a conversation about the litany of failure historically of the secular political church.
Entonces, tal vez yo salgo de esa discusión de la iglesia de la historia.
I can help you out with this.
Te puedo ayudar con esto.
Because I've been living for God now for a meager 48 years.
Yo he estado
49 years.
Yo he estado viviendo por Dios para 49 años.
Egad.
Egad.
Yeah. You might have to add an O to that.
Egado.
Egado. Don't know what that is. It sounds really nice though when you do it like that.
Suena muy bien cuando haces eso.
Yeah. So I know a lot about failure in the church.
Yo sé mucho de las fallas en la iglesia.
We prayed through in 1974.
Oramos en el Espíritu Santo en 1974.
In a sleepy traditional church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
En una iglesia muy tradicional en Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
They worshiped.
Ellos alabaron.
Compared to my Southern Baptist church that I was raised in.
Comparado con mi iglesia que yo me crecí.
Compared to the Presbyterian church my wife was raised in.
Y la iglesia de mi esposa en su juventud.
They lifted their hands and clapped their hands.
Levantaron sus manos y aplaudieron sus manos.
In a fever pitch service, they would shout.
En un tremendo servicio, ellos gritaron.
But it was that reckless, explosive, uncontrolled shout.
Pero fue la grita sin control.
And it's usually accompanied by a great deal of screaming.
Y está acompañado con mucho gritando.
But that was like a rarity.
Eso fue muy raro.
We came into that church in a revival that saw 100 people pray through from August to Christmas.
Vinimos en esta iglesia en un avivamiento cuando 100 personas recibieron el Espíritu Santo.
And most of them were our family and our friends.
Y la mayoría de esos eran nuestros amigos y familia.
And young adults that we worked with.
Y jóvenes que trabajamos.
Or that we found and witnessed to.
Okay, encontramos y nosotros dimos nuestro testimonio.
Our mentors were people of tremendous energy and passion.
Nuestros maestros tenían mucha energía y pasión.
We thought they were expert in the Word of God.
Pensamos que ellos sabían todo de la palabra de Dios.
Because they answered all our questions.
Porque ellos respondieron a todas las preguntas.
We prayed through in August.
Oramos en agosto.
They prayed through in April.
Ellos oraron en abril.
They were, what is that, 4 or 5 months older than we.
Es como 5 meses.
And they were using for their answer sheet.
Estaban usando por sus respuestas.
That Pentecostal doctrine book that we still reproduce.
Ese libro de la doctrina apostólica que nosotros tenemos.
It was quizzing material from 1973 on doctrine.
Fue los materiales de la doctrina.
And they had a list of all the scriptures about baptism.
Y tuvieron una lista de todas las escrituras del bautismo.
And all the scriptures on the Holy Ghost.
Y del Espíritu Santo.
And all the scriptures on holiness.
Y de la santidad.
And the oneness of God.
Y la unidad de Dios.
And they answered every question that we had.
Ellos respondieron a cada pregunta que tuvimos.
And we would get together 3 or 4 nights a week.
Y nosotros juntamos como 3 o 4 noches en la semana.
And have fellowship and chips and coke.
Y acompañar con ellos y comer y beber.
And talk about the Word of God.
Y hablar de la palabra de Dios.
And I still feel the excitement when I think about it.
Y yo siento mucha emoción cuando yo pienso de eso.
It was a transformative era for us.
Fue un tiempo transformativo para nosotros.
Dawson's parents were there.
Los padres de Dawson estaban allá.
Some old friends from high school were there.
Unos amigos de la escuela estaban allá.
And probably 4 couples that would take turns teaching us and mentoring us.
Y muchas personas que ellos mostraron.
But as I'm looking back over that,
pero cuando yo estoy mirando sobre eso,
my wife and I are probably the only people standing in the house of God from that crowd that prayed through.
Mi esposa y yo somos los únicos personas que todavía están en la casa.
Forget about the Catholics.
Olvide de los católicos.
Forget about the reformers and the trouble in their history.
Olvide de los problemas de la historia de eso.
I want to tell you, there's plenty of failure
te quiero
in the
decir
apostolic church.
Que hay muchas fallas en la iglesia apostólica.
The attrition rate in the apostolic church is just unbelievable.
El rato de alejados es muy muy tremendo.
You look at this little group we have here tonight.
Tú mires a este grupo chico que tenemos aquí.
In the last 35 years in this city.
En los últimos 35 años,
we have baptized thousands of people.
Hemos bautizado miles de personas.
We have prayed thousands of people through in these altars.
Y miles de personas recibieron el Espíritu Santo.
I'll be in this city and total strangers will come out from behind a counter and say, "Pastor," and give me a big hug.
Hay personas en la ciudad que ellos me conocen porque yo era su predicador.
And they'll say, "I was baptized at your church."
Y ellos dicen que yo fui bautizado en tu iglesia.
Or you baptized me.
O tú me bautizaste.
But I don't know them because it's been thousands.
Y no los conozco porque ha sido miles.
But you see what we are tonight.
Pero tú ves lo que somos esta noche.
And I don't despise what we are.
Yo no despido lo que somos esta noche.
And I don't want to be a negative influence in your the way that you perceive the church.
Y no quiero ser negativo en cómo tú ves la iglesia.
But I want you to know that if you're sitting here on the pew tonight and you're a part of the kingdom of God, you're a miracle in this house.
Pero yo quiero que sepas que estás aquí en esta iglesia, eres un milagro en la casa de Dios.
Because many are called.
Porque muchos son llamados.
But few are chosen.
Pero pocos están escogidos.
I've driven down Parkway East.
Yo he manejado en Parkway Este.
And I've seen on the marquees.
Y yo he visto en esos símbolos.
I've seen the names of former apostolic musicians and singers.
Yo he visto los nombres de músicos que eran apostólicos antes.
Performing in Trinitarian churches.
Performando en las iglesias de la Trinidad.
They were part of us.
Ellos eran parte de nosotros.
They grew up among us.
Ellos crecieron con nosotros.
God bless them.
Dios les bendijo.
But we weren't a big enough market for them.
Pero no éramos un mercado para ellos.
I really do believe that our musicians and singers can be an influential force in our world.
Yo creo que nuestros coros pueden ser una influencia grande.
I believe we can start writing our own music.
Que podemos estar escribiendo nuestra música.
I believe we can have an impact in our world.
Y tener un impacto en nuestro mundo.
But when that begins to happen,
pero cuando eso comienza a decir,
they're going to come and begin to pull on you.
Y cuando el mundo te jale,
they're going to begin to come and tell you what you can have in their world.
Ellos van a venir para decirte que puede tener en su mundo.
And at that point, you have to make a decision.
Y en ese punto tienes que hacer una decisión.
If you want to have favor, or you want to be apostolic.
¿Quieres tener favor? ¿Quieres ser apostólico?
If you want to make a little money, or you want to be apostolic.
¿Quieres un poco de dinero o quieres ser apostólico?
And every one of us is going to make those choices.
Y todos nosotros vamos a hacer esas escoges.
I could begin to regale you with stories of moral perversion.
Te puedo decir muchas historias de perversión.
And failure.
Y falla.
And broken homes.
Y casas quebradas.
And broken marriages.
Y matrimonios rotos.
It's just contemporary.
Es como contemporáneo.
But it's not much different from the litany we read there in Nehemiah chapter 9 and 10.
Pero no es muy diferente con Nehemías capítulo 9 y 10.
Failure is not consigned to history.
La falla no es solo para la historia.
But there's failure today.
Pero hay falla hoy.
And there always has been.
Y siempre ha sido.
You read the parable of the sower.
Lees la palabra del hombre de ara.
In the parable of the sower, the percentages are 25% will bring forth good.
Y la palabra dice que el 25% va a traer algo.
In the parable of the net.
En el parábola de la red,
it catches both good and bad.
Captura el bien y el mal.
That's the kingdom of God.
Ese es el reino de
and
Dios.
At the judgment,
y en el juzgamiento,
the angels separate the good from the bad, the keepers from the calls.
Los ángeles separan el bueno del mal.
In the wheat and tares,
y en el ara,
they all grow up together.
Ellos crecen juntos.
You can't tell one from the other.
No puede decir uno al otro.
But you don't pull up the tares.
Pero no jalas los tares.
Because their roots are intermingled.
Porque sus plantas están juntas.
You let them grow up together.
Tú los permites crecer.
And at the judgment,
en el juzgamiento,
the angels come.
Los ángeles vienen.
And they take away the tares.
Y ellos sacan eso.
And then they gather God's into his barn.
Y ellos agarran de lo que es de Dios.
I just want you to know it's not isolated to Israel.
No es isolado con Israel.
It's always been that way.
Siempre ha sido así.
It'll always be that way.
Siempre va a ser así.
But I don't want you to hear and focus on the attrition rate tonight.
Pero no quiero que te enfoques en esto esta noche.
What I want you to see is that it's always a function of will.
Siempre es una función de voluntad.
And any of those who have fallen,
y algunos de ellos que están alejados,
they could have stood.
Ellos podían haber aquí.
And you in this house tonight,
y tú en esta casa esta noche,
even though the numbers are against you,
aún los números están contra de ti,
you can take a stand like they did in the day of Nehemiah.
Te puedes levantar como ellos hicieron en el día de
And you can talk to your brothers, sisters here.
Y hablan con sus hermanos aquí.
And you can say, "Come, let us take an oath to serve God."
Y puedes decir, vamos a hacer un pacto para Dios.
Because it's not to the swift.
Porque no es por el rápido.
And it's not to the strong.
Y no es por el fuerte.
It's not determined by the metrics by which men gauge things.
Y no es por las medidas de los hombres.
But it's dependent upon your will.
Pero se depende en tu
your
voluntad.
Hunger. If you want to live for God 20 years from now, God tarries, you'll still be living for God.
Si tú quieres vivir para Dios en 20 años, tú lo vas a hacer.
If you want to look at the failure of others, you were just looking for an excuse.
Si tú quieres mirar a las fallas de los
but
otros.
But if you want to live for God tonight, you can.
Pero si tú quieres vivir para Dios esta noche, se puede.
If you want to live at a high level, you can.
Se puede hacer eso.
If you want to have revival, you can.
Puede tener avivamiento.
I see the message in the exilic prophets.
Yo veo ese mensaje en los profetas.
I see those that were in exile.
Ellos que estaban en exilio.
Those that were in Babylon.
Que en Babilonia.
Daniel was in a place and all of his heritage had been destroyed.
Y Daniel estaba en un lugar de su herencia fue destruida.
The temple was destroyed.
El templo fue destruido.
The city was gone.
Y su ciudad.
And it was all because of the failure of the elders.
Y todo fue por la falla de los otros.
The priesthood had failed.
Los sacerdotes.
The Levites had failed.
Los levitos.
The people had wandered away from God.
El pueblo está alejado de Dios.
And here Daniel is a young man.
Y aquí es Daniel como un joven.
And he's in a foreign land and essentially in slavery.
Él está en esclavitud.
But you know, when they brought him a plate of something that was not kosher, he wouldn't eat it.
Él no comerá la carne del rey.
He said, "I'm not going to eat anything that's offensive to God."
No voy a comer nada que ofense a Dios.
The captain of the guards liked him, and he said, "Well, you know, they might kill you over this."
Y ellos dicen que tal vez los van a matar.
He said, "Look, give me a little time here. Let me eat what God says is okay, and then you come check on us and see."
Yo voy a comer lo que Dios dice está bien y luego me chequea.
If it works that way in the kingdom of God like it did in the days of Daniel, you do what God says and you'll be fatter and finer than everybody else.
Y si funciona ahí en la Biblia, tú haces eso y vas a ser más gordo.
I just want you to know obedience to God brings about good effect in your life.
Obediencia de Dios trae la bondad de Dios.
He had every reason to look at the failure of others.
Él tenía muchas razones para mirar.
Middle of an impossible situation.
Pero estuvo parado en esa situación.
He wouldn't eat the king's meat.
No comía la
and
carne.
He wouldn't stop praying.
No detenía de orar.
They tried to feed him to the lions.
Ellos trataron para darle
but
a los
because
leones.
He was faithful to God.
Pero porque fue fiel a Dios.
The lions wouldn't eat him.
Los leones no comen.
I just
comen.
Want you to know that serving God and obeying God will give you an advantage in life.
Servir a Dios y obedecer a Dios te va a dar la
Serving and obeying God will give you an advantage in business.
Va a ser algo bien en negocio.
Serving and obeying God will give you an advantage as to how life unfolds before you.
Y tu vida va a ser muy mejor.
Is there a testimony in this house? Is there a witness here?
Hay un testimonio aquí en la casa.
Sam, I'm going to stop.
Yo voy a detener.
But you can look at the failure and you can say, what's the use?
Puede mirar a esas fallas y decir, ¿qué es?
But you can look at those who have stood through the ages.
Pero puedes mirar a esos que se levantaron en las edades.
Comparatively, the numbers are small.
Y los números son pequeños.
But you need to understand somebody's going to live for God.
Pero necesitas entender que alguien va a vivir para Dios.
Somebody's going to succeed.
Alguien va a tener.
Somebody's going to transmit it to another generation.
Alguien va a transmitir eso
a otra
generación. Somebody's
family is going to be found in the house of God.
Y la familia de alguien va a estar.
Somebody's babies are going to be working in the house of God.
Y los niños de alguien va a estar trabajando.
I'll just tell you tonight.
Te digo esta noche.
Gives me tremendous joy.
Me da mucho gozo.
When I'm walking through that Sunday school area,
cuando estoy caminando por esa área de la escuela dominical,
or I'm watching this musician and this praise group,
y ese grupo de coro y músico,
and I'm seeing people that were just this high,
yo estoy viendo personas que como así,
they were in Sister Bonnie's children's choir,
ellos estaban en el coro de los niños,
they were just babies in the house of God,
ellos eran niños en la casa de Dios.
I still see Sam in the back window of Warren's car.
Yo todavía veo a hermano Sam
pulling into Pizza Hut.
Él estaba comiendo en la Pizza Hut.
They had him for their witness in their courting.
Ellos lo tenían por su grupo.
He didn't care that he was only like 3 years old.
Y a él no se importó que fue como 3 años.
He was just glad to be at Pizza Hut.
Él estuvo feliz de estar allá.
But I'm looking at generational transfer.
Pero yo estoy mirando en cómo generaciones.
I'm looking at young people raised up in the house of God.
Y jóvenes estando levantado en la casa de Dios.
You were 14 when you came in the house.
Tú tenías
14
años.
In the house.
Eres un niño.
You were brought up in the house.
Eres crecido en la casa de Dios.
You've been here the whole time.
Has estado aquí todo el tiempo.
I remember when Cornelius was running through the Sunday school area of the old church building.
Yo recuerdo cuando hermano Cornelius estaba corriendo.
And slipped.
Y él se cayó.
And his head caught that piece of oak on that step up to the kitchen.
Y su cabeza pegó como la madera.
And they spent the night in the hospital with him.
Y ellos pasaron la noche en el hospital con él.
Turn around. Oh, he still got that little scar right there.
Él tiene esa marca ahí en su cabeza.
Memories in the house of God.
Recuerdos en la casa de Dios.
You gotta have a made up mind.
Tiene que tener un mente decidida.
You gotta have a committed heart.
Un corazón como.
But if you do,
pero si tú,
when the dust settles,
cuando el polvo,
you'll be standing.
Vas a estar parado.
You'll be effective.
Vas a ser efectivo.
You'll be productive.
Vas a ser productivo.
Let's stand up. Let's give God some praise.
Vamos a dar alguna alabanza.
If you make it up in your mind,
si tú lo has decidido en su mente,
if you commit your heart,
si tú comprometes tu corazón,
nothing can move you out of the kingdom of God.
Nada te puede mover.
Nothing can take your place.
Nada puede sacar su lugar.
Does anybody believe that?
¿Cuántos creen eso?
I want to know if there's anybody here tonight that has a made up mind.
Yo quiero saber cuántos tienen una mente
decidida. Anybody that's already crossed over.
Alguien que está aquí.
I appreciate Sister Gina.
Yo aprecio a hermana Gina.
I remember the first day you walked in the door.
Yo recuerdo el primer día que usted entró.
But you know what, Sister Gina had a made up mind.
Ella tenía una mente decidida.
And she's walked through some dark places.
Y ella ha caminado por algunos
lugares
oscuros.
And a whole lot of troubles.
Y muchos problemas.
But she is such an effective witness in the house of God.
Pero ella es una buen testigo en la casa de Dios.
You know what you're looking at there? You're looking at a made up mind.
Estás mirando a una mente
It doesn't
decidida.
Matter where you came from.
No se importa
It doesn't matter what your history is.
Su historia.
The only thing that matters is that you are willing. God is always able.
La única cosa que necesitas decir.
Let's clap our hands unto him.
Aplaudemos
Go ahead and sing this.
Yeah. Vamos a cantar.
He thought that I would give up and never dance again. Devil thought he had me. He thought I was dead. He thought that I would give up and never dance again. Devil thought he had me. He thought I was dead.
This is the time in the service when you really ought to dance. This is the time in the service where you really ought to dance.
Tú debes danzar.
Give me a little praise circle here.
Necesitas danzar en un circo.
You need to find find yourself a dancing partner.
Encuéntrate un compañero.
You need to begin to express your commitment to God in your worship tonight.
Expresar su compromiso a Dios.
Touch somebody and tell them I'm going to be a part of God's kingdom.
Yo voy a ser un parte del reino de Dios.
I hate to admit it.
Yo adoro admitirlo.
It's hard for me to concede to it.
Es difícil para mí.
But there's parts of me that are complaining every day.
Pero hay partes de mí que están complaciendo cada día.
I'm like a Snoopy cartoon.
Yo soy como el cartoon de Snoopy.
I get up in the morning, my knees and my feet talk to me.
Yo me levanto en la mañana y mis pies me hablan.
But I'm just going to tell you, nobody lasts forever.
Nadie es para siempre.
But there's enough victory for you to have a lifetime in victory.
Pero hay suficiente victoria.
But I just want to know, is there anybody else? When I'm gone, is there anybody else going to stand and live for God at a high level?
Pero hay alguien más que va a estar aquí.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
There's going to be a church. There's going to be an apostolic church.
Va a haber una
in the city of Birmingham.
En la ciudad de Birmingham.
Praise God.
Gloria
There's going to be a one God.
Un Dios.
Tongue talking.
Hablando en lenguas.
Apostolic.
Apostólico.
Pentecostal church.
Pentecostal iglesia.
There's going to be a holiness church.
Va a ser una iglesia santa.
Come on, do I have a generation that's going to stand?
Tengo una generación.
Through persecution. Through difficulty, through adversity, through family members walking away. Come on, somebody give God praise.
To turn to somebody by you, lay your hands on them and talk in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost prophesy in this house. Let the Holy Ghost pray a prayer in this house. Pray, pray loud. Give it some voice. Give it some energy. Let that heavenly language flow. Let that river of living. Clap our hands, lift lift our voice and magnify God.
Vamos a levantar nuestra voz y alabar al Señor.
Glory to God.
Gloria a Dios.
So then we're not interested in directing your attention to the failures.
No estamos interesados en enfocando en las fallas.
But in the midst of it, we want you to know that always, whenever there's failure, there's still somebody standing in the middle of the promise of God.
Pero hay siempre alguien en la promesa de Dios.
And it's easy because you have a proclivity toward the negative.
Y es fácil porque tienes una proclividad a la negativa.
It's easy for your focus to be on those things that have failed.
Es fácil para enfocar en las fallas.
But I want you to know that perspective is a function of will.
Pero yo quiero que sepas que ese perspectivo es como una voluntad.
And you can always look up above the failure.
Y siempre puedes mirar arriba.
And you can always stand and say, I know God is able.
Y puedes estar parado y decir que Dios es, se puede.
Touch your neighbor and tell him there were only 8 people on the boat.
Toque a su prójimo y diga que solo había 8
personas. But God's plan went right on.
Pero el plan de Dios.
And that wasn't a failure.
Esa no fue una falla.
That was a win.
Fue un gano.
That was the perfect will of God.
Fue la voluntad perfecta de Dios.
God bless you. I hope all of you, pray that all of you have a wonderful Thanksgiving week.
Yo oro que todos ustedes tienen una buena semana.
We're going to gather here on Tuesday night.
Y vamos a estar aquí en la noche de martes.
And we're looking forward to God doing great things in the house of God.
Y sabemos que Dios va a hacer cosas grandes en la casa.
Share your victory and love with one another.
Comparte tu victoria con otro.
We'll see you Tuesday night.
Y te vemos en la noche de martes.